Very happy to be joined now by Chuba Hubbard, Oklahoma State running back, reigning Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, and of course, Edmonton native. Chuba, thanks so much for doing this. It's such a weird season for, I mean, basically anybody in sports, but specifically college football. What's this ramp up been like? You've had a game delayed, the testing issues. What's it been like early on this season?
You know, right now it's been pretty good. Obviously, in the summer, you know, things, you know, got difficult at times, but, you know, like I've always said, you just have to be able to adapt to, you know, your environment around you, and, you know, our team's done a great job of it, so.
So, I think we should try to, get to know you just a little bit here, just in terms of, you're a Canadian running back. We don't have a ton of that. Like, normally that guys that come out of Canada make it to the NFL have very strange stories. Like I remember a few years back, the offensive lineman that was like a firefighter, they're like, "Hey, you look strong. We're going to turn you into a offensive lineman for the Eagles." And he's like, "Yeah, cool. Let's do this." What was it like growing up playing football in Sherwood Park and in Alberta and getting recruited and building yourself up to a place where, you end up going to a major program and you become, a Heisman candidate?
I mean, I think I was just like any other kid that, you know, had a dream of, you know, playing big time football or just a big time sport at a high level. So obviously it wasn't like hockey or anything in regards to that, where, you know, you have a lot of people having their eyes on, you know, the talent, that pool of talent. But I don't know. A lot of people just don't realize, you know, how good Alberta especially is with football, not let alone Canada. So to be able to get recruited, obviously, you know, I was blessed. But now you're actually starting to see a lot more people get recruited down to, you know, to play D1 or D2 ball. So, you know, it's a good thing to see.
Yeah, man, and we are seeing more Canadian athletes make the NFL. Like, it is becoming something where there is a surge of talent. And, yeah, it's not like a lot of other countries around the globe play it, so it makes sense that Canada is starting to get a little bit more represented. I do just imagine, though, like, I've seen a lot of Canadian high school football. Like, what kind of stats are we talking about with you playing in Alberta? Because I would imagine that people knew when you were coming to their town.
I mean, I don't know my high school stats or anything
good.
Like that. But
really good, I bet.
But our team was really good. I mean, you know, I had a lot of, you know, friends on that team that were really talented that, you know, could play ball all over Canada, even, you know, some in the States. So our team was really special. So I know not everybody was just worried about me, but they were worried about, you know, that whole team. So it was definitely fun playing in Canada. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I had the opportunity to go play in the States at a prep school to finish my high school, but, you know, I wanted to, you know, do it the right way and stay home and do it there. And, you know, like I always said, you know, if I was good enough, they'd find me here. So, and they did. So, you know, I'm very blessed.
Did you ever doubt that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are in your same situation, probably not as elite as you are. I mean, you're going to be one of the biggest NFL prospects when you declare for the draft, but that are playing in this country, but are afraid of being lost, of people not finding them. What would you say to those kids that are in this country playing football at a high level but are afraid of being lost in the shuffle?
You know, that's a good question. You know, a lot of people always ask me, well, what'd you do, this, that, and, you know, I just say a simple thing, you just got to work hard and put stuff on film, stuff that, you know, they want to see. So, obviously, going to camps, doing all those things, working out, all those things help improve, you know, your possibility of getting, you know, I guess you could say picked or chosen to, you know, play D1. But for kids that are, you know, kind of doubtful or kind of feel like, you know, they may not get a chance, just keep working hard and, you know, what's meant to be will be.
Did you come home during the pandemic? Like, what was it like for you? Because I would imagine that crossing the border, it gets a lot more difficult. I know that for a lot of Canadians that they kind of rushed home at the very beginning because they were afraid that they didn't know when they were going to be able to come back. Like, what did that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a crazy time. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, and I actually didn't come home. I haven't been home in a while, actually, but I just knew I didn't want to go home and, come from the States and give something to someone in my family. So that's one of the reasons that's, I stayed here. And the other reason is just because all the, stuff going on with the border. Obviously I could go back to Canada, but I didn't really know what it looked like coming back into the States. So I just kind of was like, let me just chill. I'll, work out, get my body right for the season, and whatever happens from there, I'll just, adapt to it.
Yeah, you, listen, we've been talking to you for like 5 minutes, but you seem like a very humble guy, and you seem like someone who's got a lot of great perspective. But do you feel like you're comfortable right now? Like, do you feel safe?
In regards to COVID,
Yeah.
yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like, the Big 12 and, our team, follow, all the protocols need be to keep us all safe. I mean, we get tested every week. We wear masks. We got social distancing. We got a lot of different things that are, working for us to keep us all safe, not just the players, but, the employees and, everybody here at Oklahoma State. So I definitely think that, we're safe and, they're doing the best they can.
Yeah, when I first started talking with friends about, who gets impacted by the pandemic, you end up talking like we did today during baseball about it's usually poor regions that get hit the hardest and just where strain gets put. And I do think about college athletes and college students in general, right? Like it's a pretty foundational moment in your life. And you've taken on just a lot more than just being a student. Like you're an athlete. You are now you are a voice in change for social justice and social justice reform. Like that, like you have become a figure in that process. Like, do you, is it hard not, like, you must feel overwhelmed at times. Like, are you dealing with this well? Like, also adding the football component to this, being in a pandemic, everything that's happened with you over the last few months, like, where are you at? How has this taken a toll on you?
I don't think it's taking I don't think it's taking a toll on me at all, to be honest. I mean, these aren't things that, I was forced to do or anything like that. These are things that I wanted to do, and things that I'm passionate about. So in regards to the social, injustice stuff, I'm someone that, cares for a lot of people, and I just want to see the right thing being done, and that's where I stand with all that. And then everything with COVID, I just told myself you just have to adapt to, everything that comes at you in regards to that, because a lot of those things in regards to that is just uncontrollable. So, I just told myself to keep moving forward, and whatever happens, happens. You got to live with it and learn from it. So.
Talking to Chuba Hubbard, Oklahoma State running back and Edmonton native, and you, like JD said, you've been very outspoken on social media. You've taken a step back from Twitter, and JD and I have talked numerous times about how toxic a place that can be. But can you give us some insight into the decision to step back from that platform in particular?
It was really all social media platforms, but I mean, I realized, my Twitter and everything, it was just, it's kind of crazy. People were, getting mad and people were acting a certain way, and I just kind of looked at it as, let me just take a little break from everything and let everything kind of calm down, and then once everything's good, I can, step back and do what I was doing. But like I said, on my Twitter, I'm someone that, preaches love, preaches happiness and peace and all that. So, when I saw the opposite, I was just kind of like, I don't want to be about all that. So, I just kind of took a step back. That's all that was.
That's good, man. I think that a lot of us had to learn to do that similar thing, right? It's just like knowing what trigger points are and knowing what unnecessary stress looks like and places where you can put too much focus and too much emphasis. And so, yeah, you have all this on your plate. There is a, like, you've obviously got big expectations. You're like a Heisman favorite coming up into this into the season. You know, you guys have expectations for yourself. You do have to try and focus on the football. I'm always curious to hear from Canadian guys because, you know, it's not a regional thing, who they rooted for growing up and, like, how they fell in love with football.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of NFL football, watching AP, you know, the Vikings, watching, you know, the Cowboys, all different teams. And obviously, I watched college football, mostly Oregon. I really used to like their jerseys. But, and then obviously, I watched CFL. I mean, I used to always go to the Eskimo games, you know, buy the cheapest ticket I could, and then, you know, go run to over where their bench was and try to get, you know, gloves from the guys or something like that. So a lot of things influence, you know, my love for football. But I can't really key on, you know, one specific thing.
What do you think of the fact that there's just not going to be a CFL season this year and that whole league's future might be in jeopardy?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, just from seeing what was going to happen here if there's no season – really opened my eyes because, you know, we all just think there's not going to be a season and it just affects the players, but it affects a lot of people, you know, from employees, from just everyone that works in these facilities or has anything to do with the program. So when you put that into perspective, you're just like, wow, like this is really a tough situation. And I just feel for everybody that's, you know, affected by it. And like you said, obviously the CFL is canceled, and I just hope that, you know, hopefully they can figure some things out and get things back on track so, you know, a lot of people aren't left out in the dust.
Yeah, here's hoping. Whether you're a fan of CFL football or not, it's horrible to see a league with that history go through what it's gone through this year. Talking to Chuba Hubbard. Before we let you go, so you're a redshirt junior. You had a chance to declare for the NFL draft this year but decided not to, coming off that incredible season of a year ago. Can you give us some insight into what you were weighing in your mind and the decision that you ended up making?
Getting my degree, that was probably the biggest thing out of everything. I wanted to get my degree before I left college. And then the other thing, you know, the other factor was just, you know, having the opportunity to, you know, do something special with my teammates. Obviously, you know, we have a special team, a special group of guys, and, you know, our defense is really talented, our offense is really talented, and, you know, if everything comes together, you know, who knows what can happen. And I couldn't just pass that up.